Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game
on 2FM.
Now it's Game on this Wednesday night with Marie, Donica and Ruby. Donica, you're looking very excited over there. We have some medal news.
Great news from Glasgow, yeah. Mona McSherry, I was lucky enough to be involved with the McSherrys and Ireland's fittest family. And you just know certain people are special and Mona is one of those. So she has just claimed a bronze medal in the European Short Course Championship for the 100 metre breaststroke. I'm delighted for her. Just saying, maybe if I was in her coaching corner, we could have bunked up the colours, I think. Gold, gold, gold.
Let's hear from her.
I'm joined by Mona McSherry, the happiest woman in the place. Yeah, can't stop smiling from ear to ear. Incredible. Did the commentary on the race and I thought turned well. Brought it home very strongly, didn't you?
I definitely fought in the second half of the race. I think I glided into the wall a little and I was kind of thinking, oh no, like this is it now, one little mistake. And you know, but I didn't think touching the wall that was the place I would have come. So it's just amazing what a bit of fight can do, I guess.
Take me through the progression from the heats to semi-finals into final. You just snuck into the final as well, so that was a bonus because obviously the 100 is your big event this week. But just, what were your feelings then getting out of the semi-final?
Getting out of the semi-final, you know, I came fourth in the first one, so I wasn't really sure. You know, the second semi-final is always faster. I was thinking, oh, I've either just slipped in or I've just missed it. But it was great to get another chance because I knew I wasn't, you know, done. I had more in me. I really wanted to break the 30 at this meet, and I did it. So, you know, not a lot more you can ask for.
You're world junior champion as well, but this is senior level, so you're taking it up a notch, aren't you?
Yeah, it's just amazing. You know, like World Juniors is such an amazing title to have, but I'm so ready to move on to, you know, greater things. And yeah, here we are winning at senior level, which is something I've always wanted to do. And I think it means so much to get it now, eventually.
Yeah. And when you consider that you had bouts of glandular fever this year, you went well, you missed a lot of the season. To come back and to win a bronze medal, you must be absolutely over the moon.
Yeah, I'm so happy, you know. Yeah. Definitely, you know, the start of this year, did I think I would be winning a medal at the end of the year? Probably not. But it just shows, you know, hard work, dedication, and it'll get you there.
Sure. Any message for the people of Sligo and obviously for your club?
Thank you so much for supporting me. I hope you're all watching and smiling as much as I am.
Sure. What have you got then for the rest of the week? Obviously, the main event is the 100. How do you think you're going to go on that?
I'm just going to go in and try my best. Yeah, I am excited to swim it. I've got a couple other events here and there as well, which I'm just going to go my hardest on all, I think. Yeah.
When you consider that over the years, the likes of Alex Murphy, Barry Murphy, Andrew Bree have won medals for Ireland in this particular championship, you've added your name to a pretty good list.
Yeah, no, it's great to be clumped in with all those amazing athletes, and I'm really happy. I'm just over the moon.
Sure. And an Irish senior record to boot.
Yeah, it's great. It's
your own record you beat, doesn't it?
Yeah, nothing wrong with this evening, I must say.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations. Well done.
Thank you. Thanks.
That was John Kenny, who is in Glasgow covering the European Short Course Championships, which is available on the RTE Player. And of course, Donica, you do know Mona. I'm glad she didn't take you on as her coach or she might have drowned.
But, there's every chance.
She's on Fittest Family this weekend, isn't
she's
she?
She's on Fittest Family this weekend. The McSherrys are my last family left, so I need her to have a big one in Dublin Port.
She's going to do well to get back from Dublin Port in time, isn't
she? You'll have to watch.
Don't spoil it.
Yeah. Sunday's 6:30, Ireland's Fittest Family.
So what's she like? Because we've watched her now, like, kind of come through the ranks. We've seen her pretty much as a kid, and now to see her win a senior medal, it's so impressive. She's obviously a very dedicated athlete.
Like nothing I've ever seen. And look, I can't judge her on swimming, but I can judge her on a kind of personal level. But the biggest thing I noticed about her, and Ruby, you probably see it with people as well, so coachable, like an absolute sponge. Like, give her an instruction and just inhales it and just performs.
But that's the same as the chat we were having on the GAA about the ability to win and lose. You have to be able to take everything in as a sports person, like take criticism, take advice, learn to lose, learn to win. It's all part of it. And you're saying like that Mona there can just take a bit of advice and absorb it. That's the biggest thing sports people need, is the ability to take things in.
Yeah, and look, she's surrounded by a brilliant family as well that actually push them. You know what I mean? I couldn't believe the McSherrys. They compete on everything. You know, just small little things that you just wouldn't think. Oh, dinner's up. Boom, the McSherrys are... just behind me for the food.
I'm glad you clarified that one for everyone.
I'm looking forward to watching that.
Oh, that's Sunday at 6:30. Plug, plug, plug.
Game on 2FM. Weekdays from 6:00.